Cubs owner. I'm sure he's awake by now. And I bet he's awake now working on this deal or deals.
Surely he's changed his phone number since he gave it to us.
We'll see.
Hello.
Mark Cuban, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Mark, it's the Dunham and Miller Show.
Is it?
Did we wake you up? It sounded like we woke you up.
Yeah, I've been up late answering email. What's up, guys?
Yeah, he stayed up all night. That's kind of weird.
Hey, we wanted to talk to you about these comments in the Florida paper. Tracy McGrady said that...
We have to talk about this.
Well, yeah, you know, Shaq wants to be traded, and the Lakers say that they'll shop him. And now Tracy McGrady says this weekend that he and Shaq are trying to orchestrate a deal where they'll both end up in Dallas. What do you think?
There is nothing to this. Those guys can say whatever they want, but we're not trading Dirk. We're not trading Stevie or Finn or Brad or anybody on our roster, okay? I love my roster. I don't have any interest in trading for Shaq.
You wouldn't trade anybody for Shaq?
No. Throw me a deal, and I'll tell you whether I had to do it or not.
Sean Bradley for Shaq.
Well, I see that as quality center for quality center, and no, I would not do that.
No? Oh, come on. Why not?
Look at the numbers. Who has plus minus?
Well, Shaq's numbers...
Who's taller?
Well, Bradley, but...
Okay, thank you.
Well, it just seems like you...
homework, Junior. You probably thought that Shaq was taller than Bradley.
No, I knew Bradley was taller. I know he's the tallest in the league, but that doesn't matter.
Who has better shoes?
See,
you don't even know.
Please, Mark Cuban joining us right now. It seems as if you just seek out the most obscure stat to justify your position.
These are stats that if you did your homework and researched them, you would see that this is what wins basketball games.
Okay? The best shoes?
How many games we win this year? A bunch.
Yeah.
Well, I think there was a number associated.
We won a bunch 2 years ago, too.
But the Lakers went further, and they've won titles.
Did they win a title?
Well, no, but they've won them with Shaq.
I don't remember seeing them raise a trophy.
No, but they've won three with Shaq.
Okay.
So why wouldn't you want Shaq?
What did they do this year?
Well, okay, they made it to the finals, but they didn't win.
Okay, and here's another thing. For all you fans out there that want me to get rid of Nelly and bring in Phil Jackson, not going to happen.
Why not?
I would never hire Phil Jackson. What's he ever done?
He's won 9 titles.
Okay, who has a higher winning percentage in the regular season the last 8 years, Nelly or Jackson?
Okay, but what...
So you're thinking Jackson.
It might be Jackson, yeah.
Nope.
Nelly?
Nope, Nelly.
Well, that's surprising.
Well, okay,
maybe with wins, but I'm talking about scoring average.
Well, okay, we're talking wins, though, and Jackson with the Bulls and Lakers has a higher winning percentage.
Well, I'm talking about scoring average. That's what fans want. They want entertainment.
Well,
they don't necessarily want titles.
I disagree with you on that.
They want fun. That's what I'm trying to bring to the NBA is fun.
So,
and I can do it without Shaq. I would not trade any of my players for Shaq.
Wow.
We don't need Shaq. We already have an inside presence.
Who's
that?
Nash.
Because
Bradley.
He penetrates the lane and gets
in. I said Bradley earlier. You already forgot about that. You didn't do the homework of what we've already talked about.
Gosh, you're so combative.
Wow.
You're so combative, Mark.
What about Tracy McGrady? He says he wants to come here.
Have you ever heard of Eddie Nahara?
Yes, I've heard of him, but
honestly, Junior, I would make a trade for McGrady.
You would?
Yes, because he scores.
Okay.
And I would love to add a scoring champion to to Dallas.
Well, you don't necessarily need more scorers.
I would trade Abdul Wahad for McGrady.
I don't know that Orlando would do that deal.
Maybe, and I would demand another draft pick in return.
God.
But I would do the deal, though. I would.
Well, I think you should do the deal for both. Getting Shaq and McGrady here would be great. But concentrate more on Shaq.
Right.
Well, Shaq.
Why?
Because. Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Shaq gives you that inside presence, that dominant center, because he's a large man and he scores 25 points a game.
He can't shoot free throws. He can't shoot free throws.
So what?
Can he play defense?
Yes.
He sucks on defense.
You said that, but he doesn't.
He sucks.
No, he doesn't.
On crack.
I'm not on crack.
You're on crack.
All right, well, Mark.
I can't find the sheets for the guest house.
They're in the closet.
Okay.
Who's that?
I guess you busted me. Hang on a second.
Who is this?
Hang on.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Tracy McGrady.
Whoa, Tracy McGrady. Well, welcome to the tickets. Thanks for joining us. What are you doing at Mark Cuban's house?
Who it is?
This is Craig Miller from the ticket.
Oh.
Radio show. You're on the air.
I'm over here at Cuban's house presenting with the plan.
Yeah, I understand this quote in the Florida paper says you and Shaq have orchestrated this master plan to where you both end up in Dallas.
Yeah, we got a comprehensive plan to get it done.
What, can you explain that plan to us?
Well, first of all, let me get it out of my folder.